1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
Pleased to have with us on the KVOE Sutherland studio line here this Friday morning, Lucas Moody of Crosswinds, with special activities really aimed towards veterans here this 4th of July holiday.
Lucas, good morning. How are you?
Morning, gentlemen. I'm doing well.
Glad to have you in. So tell us a little bit about these free movie screenings that are coming up.
Yeah, so it's kind of a cool story. We had, you know, the communication internally at Crosswinds is always nice when we're all working together. And I had somebody approach me that had a consumer that they saw mention that the fireworks always bothered them, and that they were a veteran and just wished they had something else to do other than sit around and listen to the fireworks. And so they just want to go to the movie theater. So we reached out to B&B Theater and had some great partners jump in with Coldwell Banker and with Prairie Land Partner. And we reserved a whole theater and set up a special showing of the new Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny for July 4th, starting at 9 p.m. The theater itself holds, I think, 55 or 56 people, and so we are giving away tickets plus one for veterans who just maybe want an escape but still want to be with other people and celebrate the holiday.
Well, it's a great idea, and, you know, every time, you know, the 4th of July holiday runs around, you do hear stories about veterans and some who have a great difficulty, you know, getting through all this during the 4th of July with the fireworks and such that happened, you know, basically a seven-day window around here. So a great opportunity to give the veterans something to do specifically on 4th of July night. You mentioned tickets plus one can be picked up. How can they get these tickets, Lucas?
So they can swing down. They got two ways to do it. They can either swing down to our Crosswinds office, which kind of sits kind of back behind Newman's at 1000 Lincoln Street. So we've got 30 tickets that are kind of free. You can get down there. That's the best way to reserve your seat, is to get those tickets early. And the night of the movie, I'm going to be down at the theater, and I'll have another about 20 tickets night of. So somebody can't get to our office ahead of time to really reserve and guarantee that spot, we're going to do the other 20 tickets night of, first come, first serve, and really try to fill up that theater and just be able to offer an environment where other people can be together that don't like the fireworks, and be there and celebrate and watch a movie.
Lucas, this is a great idea. Do you serve a lot of veterans as part of your, you know, your general client list?
Yeah, so, you know, with Crosswinds, our mission has always been to serve whoever needs services, regardless of their ability to pay. Part of the new services that we're rolling out, and really this new modality of care for people in our community, is increasing the veterans that we're serving, offering some services in that direction, and really geared towards anybody and everybody, but veterans are definitely part of the population we serve.
All right, so this is coming up 4th of July night at the B&B Theaters, 9 p.m. showtime. It's the new Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny movie that basically is opening up across the country here this weekend. And not only a movie, but what, a drink and popcorn too, Lucas?
Yeah, due to Prairie Land Partners and Coldwell Banker, they are buying everybody drinks and popcorn as well, so that you'll get a movie and a snack, and movies are just better with movie theater popcorn.
No doubt about that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Lucas, you know, just shifting gears for a second, we would be remiss if we didn't ask you how things are going on the construction side of things over at the new Crosswinds campus in North Central Emporia.
Yeah, we're plugging along. We're moving forward. Things are looking really good. I think that the Souder Family Center is on track. It looks like it's going to be done, and we're going to start maybe doing some new services out of that building come November. So we are on track, moving forward. We're really starting to focus on that phase two, which is that Merchant Street building that sits right across the street from campus. Still doing some fundraising for it. We've still got a few tax credits left that we are working on getting rid of, and just, you know, day by day, plugging away. And, you know, we just had this conversation the other day that we are extremely blessed, and I know I say it every time I'm on the radio to you guys, we're just really blessed to live in a community of caring and giving individuals. And, you know, we just thank our stars every day that we're here and that we get to continue to do the things we're doing.
Well, thanks for all the great and very important work that you do at Crosswinds. Very talented staff, and you serve a lot of folks here in and around the Emporia area. So, again, veterans here in the area, how can they pick these tickets up again, Lucas?
They can swing by our office behind Newman there at 1000 Lincoln, or night of the event. They can get there a little early and meet me in the lobby, first come, first serve. And we'll have about 20 extra tickets available then.
Sweet. Lucas, thanks for your work. Have a great 4th.
Hey, you guys have a good 4th, too.
Bye. All right, thanks, Lucas. Lucas Moody, Crosswinds. Veterans, free tickets, and basically 2 tickets is what they're giving away for each veteran that wants to attend the screening, free screening of the Indiana Jones new movie, Dial of Destiny.
Boy, the
4th of July night, 9 p.m.
Great project, great movie, yeah. The way it looks, so great time for veterans.
KBOE, we are live and we are local. It is 849, 82 degrees. Good morning.
Love where you live. Shop Emporia First.
This is Jennifer Danler.